a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in 1 Peter, and we're in chapter 3. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go through the Word. If you stir something up in your life, whether it is a moral lust or whether it is a lust of bitterness and wrath and hatred, it wars against your soul. Why? Because you, as a child of God, have a dual nature. You have the old man and the new man. Put on the new man and put off the old man, Ephesians tells us, right? And so if we're struggling with these two natures, like Paul did in Romans 7, that I want to do, I don't do, that I don't want, he says, therefore I see a war in my members. Because when I'm doing the wrong thing, man, do I find myself in a place of confusion, spiritually speaking. And so he says, be careful. He says, abstain. Get yourself delivered from that. How do you do that? Well, first of all, you confess your sins to God. He says, if we confess it. You know, when you confess to God, that word doesn't mean you're begging and pleading and you're hitting yourself with a whip on your back like some people do in certain religions where they're trying to make up for it by penance. No, it simply means to say the same thing as God says. Sometimes when we're confessing to God, we're saying out loud what we know to be true deep down, but are unwilling to admit. Did you hear that? Sometimes we don't want to call what we just did or how we behaved as sin. We don't want to call it that. So what we do is we keep it down under the curtain. God forbid somebody say, you know, that was sin in your life. This is why people sometimes have a little bit of an aversion to going to church. They don't want that kind of word to be said out loud. It make them uncomfortable. I got a little secret for you. Maybe tell the Lord about it before you get here and you won't be squirming. Get it out there and say it. Lord, here it is. Here's my short list. I just want to say I'm sorry and I was wrong. Good to do that every night, but if you have to wait till Sunday to do it Sunday morning before you come to church. You won't have to squirm. You can say, I got that right. And Jesus said, He's faithful and just, forgive me, and I'm good. I'm good. I'm good over here. Don't you want to be good? Bible says, purity. See God. If your only thing you're seeing is sin, you're going to have a hard time seeing the Savior, right? Because that's what the devil wants. He wants us to have that problem give us a hitch. But he says, I beseech you to abstain from fleshly lusts. For them, they were angry. And it's going to come clearer as we go on. Verse 13 says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Who's he talking to? The men who have to submit to bad stuff. He's saying to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Whether to kings as supreme, or governors, or unto them that are sent by them for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do good. Now understand this, verse 14. You put a little star by that, underline praise and punishment, because that's the role of government. That is the prescription in the Scriptures for government. They're supposed to praise the good and punish the evil. Now I understand, it's not happening so much, right? We got people putting babies on little counters and governors saying, well, we'll just talk about it and decide whether we want to put that baby to death or not. Now that's not good. But they would support the evil. We've got people right now saying, well, if they build a wall, we're going to tear it down when we get in office. We promised to tear it down. This is nonsense. But nevertheless, even if it's not going the way it should, he doesn't give that caveat. He says, whoever they are. And you know how I know he's not giving the caveat of you get a pass if they're not praising the right and punishing the bad and the wrong? It's because he says, in the next several verses, he talks about these people being foolish. Look at verse 15. He says, for so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Now, what a foolish person is a person who acts as if there's no God. The Bible says, a fool has said in their heart, there is no God. So when people are acting like there is no God and they're acting foolishly, you still have to submit to them. He told them to submit. You submit to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Now, there may come a point where they're pushing that ordinance on you, and it's something like in, say, China, where they say you have to have an abortion by decree because you already have your quota of one. Like Moses' family, remember? They were throwing the boys in the Nile. What'd they do? They said they saw it was a beautiful child. They weren't going to do it. Even the midwives said, we're not cooperating with that nonsense. And God blessed them. Now, my point is this, is sometimes the ordinance is bad. Do you know that Jesus walked upon this earth in the times of some of the most wicked people? You recall, of course, that they were trying to kill all the babies, thinking they'd get Jesus. And Bethlehem, he says, oh, Bethlehem, you know, it's Rachel weeping for her children, a great cry. Right? Because they were no more. You know, they were killing babies. But Jesus didn't say, get swords and let's go. Right? He wasn't a revolutionary. What he was he was the revolution. You get God in you, and suddenly what's going to happen is the other things are going to fall into place. You will become a change agent in your world, salt and light, as it were. But he says that there's going to be foolish men in those positions. You still submit insofar as it's possible. We, in our declaration, talked about as long as sufferings are sufferable, you just do what you got to do. Why? Well, he tells us. Look at other things. He says, honor all men, but that's in italics, the word men. So it's honor all, basically reflecting back on who he's talking about. Submit to these people. Honor all. He says, love the brotherhood. That's the church. He says, fear God. That's a good idea. And honor the king. Now, those are all things that seem to be easy when it's in our favor. The Bible says, when the wicked are in authority, the righteous groan. Okay? There is a groaning time when things are being done in a foolish manner. When the righteous are in authority, people rejoice. It's easy. But you know, you're not submitting when it's easy. You're submitting when it's hard. That's when submission takes place. And so he tells them, submit yourself to every ordinance. You might remember that because it is to the men. They're supposed to submit themselves. And of course, the women inadvertently, but this is directed to the men. They're the ones out there in the throes of it. Verse 18 says, servants, be subject. Same concept. In fact, it is the same word. Submit. Subject yourself to your masters with all fear. By the way, fear is an interesting thing when you see the word fear in the scriptures. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind, right? So what's this about fear? The fear we would have is not the fear of man, but the fear of disappointing the Lord. Think about that. You know, when you're being bumped, that's when you want to thrash. So he says, if you've got somebody who's not who they should be, and these guys are behaving badly, look what he says. He says, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and the gentle, but also to the froward. These are people who are mocking and chiding and provoking. He says, do this because why? For this is thankworthy. Circle the word thankworthy. Put in your margin the word grace, because that's what this word is. Just over 150 times the word here shows up in the New Testament. Of the 150 plus times it shows up, 130 times it's translated grace. I think this is significant because he says it again in the next verse. He says it in verse 20, for what glory is it when you be buffeted for your faults? You shall take it patiently, but if when you do well and suffer for it, and you take it patiently, this is acceptable. Same word, circle the word acceptable. It's charis, the word grace. He says when you've got a froward master and you submit to him, you're doing what verse 9 tells us when he says show forth the praises of him. You're showing grace. Now listen, we don't show grace as readily when things are going well as we do when things are going bad. Because grace is a two-way street here. We want people to understand that grace is available to all. For by grace are we saved through faith. That's how we get saved. Through grace. What? God was provoked. God was mistreated. God was misrepresented. Jesus was crucified. And yet he was willing for all of that. And what did we find when we looked at Jesus? Grace. We saw it in him. We saw it. The Bible talks about the fact that the glory of God in the face of Jesus, it's right there, you know. You just see it. You see him as gracious and condescending, meek and lowly. And so as you see him say, subject yourselves to your masters, even to the froward, verse 18, for this is grace, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. Understand, the word grace here is what God wants to get out of us. You know, God wants people to see grace in you. You know, the Bible says, let your moderation be known to all men. And because we live in a day where that word doesn't really get used very often, the word moderation, because everything's full-on evil, you know, so, well, moderation, what's that? Well, the word moderation just means your wisdom about why you do what you do. It's not about drinking, and it's not about misbehaving. It just means, why do you do what you do? You know, when Israel would shut down the city on a Sabbath day, the nations would come and they'd say, well, listen, why are you closing the gate? It happened especially in Nehemiah, and they found out the gates were open. They were trafficking and trading and everything on the Sabbath day. He says, this has got to stop, guys. We want God's smile on us. We don't want His frown. So they shut the gates, and on the Sabbath day, the people came that normally came. They said, what are you doing? So they had to let their moderation be known. And that's what it means. And I thought of that not long ago when I was working and something wasn't going quite right. And I go, stink! Guys are watching me all the time, just like they're watching you. And I know there's all this parsing of things. People say, well, don't say anything that's even close. I'll tell you what, you live in a real world. And you're going to have a time where you're going to hit your thumb with a hammer. And whatever you've trained yourself to say is going to come out of you. You better figure out a way to dodge for the good ground, because you're going to want to let the bad ground come out. Because this world is filthy. It's got a lot of filthy language out there. Can I say to you, you need to go for the good ground when it's easy, so that when the hard times come. Somebody said, when you bump a cup, you find out what's inside of it, right? You know, you trip coming in, what are you going to say? Good night! Now, there's a whole lot of choices right there. Okay? But your moderation is my point. God wants the world to see your moderation. Let your moderation be known. Let His praises be shown. Let grace be known. Show grace to your world. How is it working itself out in you? If it's in there, it's changing you. They can't see it till it can be seen. And sometimes we need to go back and apologize for having let something else fly out. And that's good too, because that's grace. Man, I'm sorry. They think you think that you're better than they are. You know, I said something 10 minutes ago, or I snapped at you. I'm sorry. At work, in the neighborhood, in the family. Grace is showing them that you're big enough to say, you know what, I was wrong. And that's hard. And so as we see this, He's telling them, this is grace. If somebody's froward, if somebody's mistreating you, He says, what glory, verse 20, if when you be buffeted for your faults, you take it patiently, but if when you do well, you suffer for it and take it patiently, this is grace. Acceptable is the word grace, and thankworthy is the word grace, verses 19 and 20. This is grace. What does God want? He wants you to show forth the praises of Him. And so when you see that, in verse 21, He says, for even hereunto were you called. You were called to show grace. You were called to show forth His praises. God wants it to be seen. Do you know what that means? That means sometimes behind the big picture, providence allowed your apple cart to get tipped over. Think about that for a moment. If God wants it to be seen, and sometimes the only way it can be seen is by you tripping over the carpet when you walk in, then God's going to get that grace out of there. He wants the world to see it. Now, I don't like the fact that things are hard sometimes, but at least I have enough light to know there's a bigger purpose than me. Sometimes we get so self-absorbed that we don't realize that this is a big deal down here. Because we are really, truly in the throw of things right now. We're in the midst of the fray. We've got the battle raging all around us all the time. There are people who are going to end up in a godless eternal hell if somebody doesn't throw them a lifeline. I praise God for those who were in my life who were sharing with me about Jesus. Sometimes it was through a booklet. Sometimes it was through an invitation to a service. Sometimes it was through somebody's understanding. I can see how hard that would be. All those things, we become the voice of Jesus and the smile of Jesus to people through.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.